step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
What's up, everyone, and welcome back to the program. You know, the war in Ukraine is bringing out all of the crazies. You have a lot of people who have plans and grand delusions to go over to Ukraine as if they were John Rambo. And the fact of the matter is this, folks. Unless you're a heavily trained special forces operator, going over to Ukraine is not a good idea. You're not the hero of this story. You're not, you know, some super soldier. None of that is the case. And it's a real situation over there. We're not talking about, you know, showing up, getting some military gear, going on parade. You're going to end up on the front line. You're going to end up dealing with mortars and planes and hypersonic missiles. And this is not what went on in Iraq or Afghanistan. So basic, you know, training or playing airsoft with your friends at home is not the kind of training you need for a situation such as this. But a lot of people have delusions of grandeur, folks. A lot of people think that they're going to go over to a war zone like this and they're going to make a real big difference. Well, if you don't have the proper training, that's not the case. And we have an article today about some folks from down in Brazil who certainly have delusions of grandeur. And these are the kind of people that are going to end up in big trouble in a war zone like Ukraine. We've already seen it with some Westerners. Some people who went over to Ukraine thinking that, you know, it was a game of Call of Duty, when in reality, it is not. And it's a whole different ball of wax when you have mortars falling on your head, when hypersonic missiles are being lobbed into your defensive positions, when you're in a trench and you're getting bombed. It's a whole different ball game than sitting around in your underwear, eating Cheetos, talking shit on the internet. So my advice to people out there, unless you're some kind of trained special forces operative, you're a Navy SEAL or the equivalent, keep your ass at home. Or if you want to go help, go to one of the neighboring countries and do some humanitarian work. Because the delusions of grandeur that I see all over the place with people who think they're going to go over to a war zone like Ukraine and be some kind of super soldier, it's getting to a level right now where it's getting ridiculous. And this article certainly puts a spotlight on that. So let's jump into this article real quick from The Guardian, and let's see what they came up with. This article was authored by Tom Phillips in Rio de Janeiro, and Joe Parkin Daniels and Edison Bolanos in Bogota. Headline, it's either kill or be killed. The South Americans going to fight in Ukraine. From anti-communist groups in Brazil to former Colombian police, a broad spectrum are hoping to take up arms against Putin. Now look, if you're somebody who was fighting tooth and nail in the narco wars over in Colombia, God bless. You want to go over and you want to be part of a militant unit in Ukraine? You probably have the chops, I would guess, right? I mean, it's not war, but I'm sure you have seen some pretty gross things. But even if you have that kind of skill set, This is a different kind of war. Think of like Stalingrad during World War II. This is more of a World War II kind of war than the kind of operations we have seen against terrorist units or narco traffickers. And that's because the narco traffickers and the terrorists, well, they don't have the kind of weapons that Russia does. Russia is a modern army as far as their weapons go, and the munitions that they're dropping on the Ukrainians, it's the kind of shit that you only see in your worst nightmares. Emilio Teixeira Alarcón thinks he knows exactly how he will feel after slaying his first Russian soldier. Mission accomplished, shrugged the Brazilian Army reservist. In war, it's either kill or be killed. Real brazen talk. A lot of brazen talk, but we'll see how that ends up when you're on the battlefield. If I get someone in my crosshairs and don't shoot, he might shoot me. It's just like a game of paintball, he added, as the mid-morning sun bathed his northern home in North Rio. No, it's not like a game of paintball, okay? This is real life with real-life stakes. You miss your target, you get killed. You miss your target, your friend gets killed. So no, it's not like a game of paintball. And going into it with that mindset is going to get you splattered, homie. Paintball is the closest Alarcón, 43, has ever come to active combat. He served in his city's 21st Field Artillery Regiment in the late 1990s before throwing himself into political activism and the battle against what he calls the scourge of communism. He has never even left Brazil, but he's going to go over there to the battlefield and he's going to make a difference, folks. He's going to show up there and he's going to be the Brazilian John Rambo and he's going to take down the whole entire Russian army himself. This is what I'm talking about with delusions of grandeur. This guy has no reason to be going over there and getting on the battlefield. Just because you were a reservist in your artillery regiment and your local National Guard doesn't make you qualified to go over there and engage in this kind of urban warfare. And in fact, all you're going to do is get yourself killed. But with the outbreak of hostilities in Ukraine, Alarcón said he saw an unmissable chance to wage real-life war on the ideology he believes Vladimir Putin represents. What's happening is surreal. It puts the whole world in danger, said the Rio-born nationalist who runs an anti-communist group called O Pesadelo de Qualquer Politico, Any Politician's Nightmare. This guy sounds like a real gem, doesn't he? Sounds like, in fact, our own very version of the knuckleheads we have running around here in America who think that they're soldiers as well. Breaking news, you're not, okay? You're more like Mill Team 6 instead of SEAL Team 6. And these guys that are going over to Ukraine are quickly finding that shit out. That's why the whole world's mobilizing to go there, Brazilians included. No, the whole world is not mobilizing to go there. I'm certainly not mobilizing to go there. I don't know anyone who is. Because look, reality is this. I know that I couldn't help, right? I'm just another body. What are they going to do, send me to the front to be cannon fodder? And that's what most of these dudes are going to end up becoming. Make no mistake, you show up there with no skills, no training, then what use are you? You're just another number. Get in that trench, homie. Grab this AK-47, here come the Russians. I think I'll pass on all of that. Alarcón has been fundraising for his mission since day one of the war. He's not the only Latin American making plans to travel thousands of miles east to Ukraine's front line. From Brazil and Argentina to Mexico and Colombia, volunteer fighters have voiced interest in joining, or already joined, Ukraine's International Legion for what they described as a mix of ideological, humanitarian, and financial reasons. Now look, if you're a soldier of fortune, and this is what you do, you go to different war zones and conflicts, and you fight for money, then you're in a different position than Mr. Alarcón over here, who has never even left the country of Brazil, right? I'm talking about people like Alarcón over here, who have no business going into a war zone. Now, if you're somebody who is a soldier of fortune, that's a whole different story. This is what you do for a living. The volunteers range from battle-hardened veterans of Colombia's U.S.-backed war on drugs to Argentinian students who have never picked up a gun and Brazilian Instagram influencers who have been criticized for putting lives at risk by using the conflict as clickbait. Again, people don't understand. They think this is a joke or something. They don't understand that this is a real war zone. And the weapons that Putin is using are comparable to the artillery that the West would be launching. So you're going over there, you don't have air superiority, you don't have control of the skies, and the side you're fighting for is bogged down. So this is not some walk in the park. And you're not going to get over there and, you know, get to gallivant around Kyiv. You're going to the front line, homie, grab your gear. Grab your helmet. You want to go play soldier? You want to go play fuck around and find out? Well, you're about to. Ukraine's president, Volodymyr Zelensky, announced the Legion's creation 3 days after Russia's 24th of February invasion, telling would-be fighters, please come over, we will give you weapons. Look, again, it's a noble cause, right? I get it. I understand why people would be called to do something like this. But we have to understand our capabilities, right? All of us aren't soldiers. We aren't all trained warriors. And I don't think that the battlefields in Ukraine are the place for people to get the experience, quote unquote, of being a soldier. This is the kind of place where you end up getting hit with a mortar. This is the kind of place where you end up stepping on a landmine. This is the kind of place where you end up dead. Uriel Savreda, a former member of the Colombian police unit that protects government officials and VIPs, said he hoped to reach the battlefield within a fortnight after signing up to fight through a Colombia-based security firm. If someone wants me to go to war in Ukraine, well, obviously they're going to have to pay because the risk of coming back dead is so high, said Savareta, 40, who expects to receive $10,000 a month from the company, which recruited him and about 30 other veterans. Well, look, again, soldiers of fortune, it's a different story. This guy is obviously someone who's fought in these battles before, a veteran of the war on drugs, and he thinks that he's going to be capable of dealing with this. My opinion is it's a whole different ballgame. Those drug lords don't have artillery. Those drug lords don't have attack helicopters or supersonic jets. And the Russians do. And they're using all of this stuff. Savareta, who saw the job advertised on a WhatsApp group for military and police veterans, recognized it was dangerous. But we're prepared. We can use any weapon they give us, said the soldier of fortune, who sees the war as a way of supplementing his $1,000 a month state pension. So again, look, these kind of guys, different story. While I don't think it's a good idea, even for dudes who fought in the war on drugs to go over there, at least they know how to use a weapon. At least they understand basic military tactics. Brazilian reservist Isaias Dioga de Boa Morte said he was driven by anger at Putin's ruthless assault on civilians. It's just so cowardly, declared the 43-year-old who served with Alarcon and is part of his collective. Boa Morte said his son was horrified. Damn it, Dad, are you nuts? He had asked, but the reservist was determined to travel despite concerns about sub-zero temperatures. This is how detached these people are. You ready for this? We'll be so full of adrenaline when we arrive, we won't notice the cold, Boa Morte said as he sat beside a swimming pool in a Rio sports club wearing flip-flops and shorts. Real easy to say that shit while you're sitting around the pool in Rio. It's real easy to say that while you got your toes in the water and the beautiful sun beating down on you. And then you get to Ukraine. Negative 20 degrees. Cold as fuck. Bombs dropping all around you. Your friend just stepped on a landmine and got blown sky high. Still thinking Boa Morte?
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions.
18 plus. Some Latin American legionnaires have already reached Ukraine. Among them, Thiago Rossi, a shooting instructor from South Brazil, who claimed he had set off for his first war in early March one day after turning 28. Rossi, who said he was accompanied by two other Brazilians, a former infantryman and a former paratrooper, recalled meeting combatants from South American countries, including Argentina, Chile, and Colombia, whose mercenaries are coveted by contractors because of their experience fighting leftist rebels, paramilitaries, and drug traffickers. No doubt about it, in normal types of operations, the kind we usually see these days, I'd say that these would be a great group of people to grab and bring on board. But there's really not anybody who has experienced the kind of firepower that we're seeing displayed over in Russia right now. Rossi insisted he did not fear dying on a battleground more than 7,000 miles from his home in the city of Maringá. I came here to fulfill my mission. If I die, it's because that's how God willed it. But how such bravado will hold up in the face of the horrific realities of Ukraine's conflict is unclear. Rossi said he had retreated into Poland after Russia bombed the Yavriv military base where he was staying. He said he had no plans to return and would instead seek to help South Americans in Polish refugee centers. I think I'll be more useful here than over there in Ukraine. Yeah, no shit. These dudes all show up over there thinking it's Call of Duty. And it's not. I don't care if you're a gun instructor. What the hell does that mean? Unless you're a special forces dude, like one of the guys that they would drop in Tora Bora in a group of five by themselves, then you shouldn't be going over here to do any fighting. Alarcon, who said he had more than 20,000 hours of shooting range experience, is still fundraising, but hopes to set off soon. My specialty is using cannons and machine guns to shoot down planes, so I think we'd help make a difference. Yeah, bro, you're going to use your machine gun to shoot down a plane doing Mach 2. Shut up. God, stuff like this is annoying. People like this and their delusions of grandeur and their need to be part of it is just unbelievable to me. Here's an idea. Take all that money you're going to raise to try and go over there and give it to the orphans in Ukraine. Or, like I said, go over there and help Ukraine by helping these charity organizations. You're just going to get blown up over there, Mr. Alarcon. You have no business over there. I don't care if you have 500,000 hours of shooting range experience. Do the people at the shooting range shoot back at you? The Army Reserve Artillery Corporal said, wondering whether the Guardian might ask wealthy readers to buy his group body armor and plane tickets. Yeah, no, I don't think anyone should be doing that. You're going to get this guy killed. That's what's going to happen. On receiving a negative response, Alarcon said England has every interest in seeing Brazilians going there to help out. It's much closer to Ukraine and Russia than Brazil. What happens if this nut job launches an atomic bomb? Well, what are you going to do? You're going to go stop him, Mr. Alarcon, with your 20,000 hours of shooting range experience? Dude, relax. Let the professionals handle this, okay? You are not that. Or if you're some shooting expert, go over there and train guys how to shoot correctly. The conscripts. But you're not going to get on the front line. What do you think? You're going to run in there like Audie fucking Murphy, bro? Relax. Many of the Brazilian volunteers appear to be disciples of Brazil's far-right president, Jair Bolsonaro, a former paratrooper who is popular in the military rank and file. But Bolsonaro, who visited Moscow on the eve of Russia's invasion, has seemed to take Putin's side and has outraged some followers with his stance. Alarcon vowed to never vote again for Bolsonaro. I wanted to shoot the television, his father, Emilio Galdiano, 68, said of the moment he saw Bolsonaro voice solidarity with Russia 9 days before the war. Emilio Galdiano, a retired shooting range owner, said he was too old for combat, but supported his son despite fearing for his safety. If he was a kid, I'd tie him to the foot of the bed and give him a bit of hiding with my belt. But he's too old for that, he cited. This week, Alarcon believed he had taken a major step towards the theater of war after a Kiev entrepreneur launched a campaign to fly up to 50 Brazilians to Poland. I've got goosebumps, Alarcon celebrated after receiving the news. I think help's on the way for us. Oh, yeah, because it's all about you. Again, another person who is delusional, folks. And the delusions of grandeur I see in these kinds of stories is just unbelievable to me. The reality is this. most of us, a vast majority of us, are not cut out to go to a battlefield and wage war. And my guess is that Mr. Alarcon and his compatriots here are going to find that out very, very soon. All right, folks, that's going to do it for this episode. If you'd like to contact me, you can do that at bobbycapucci@protonmail.com. That's BOBBYCAPUCCI at protonmail.com. You can also find me on Twitter at BOBBY_CAPUCCI. The link that we discussed can be found in the description box.